This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For every student admitted through fraud, an honest, genuinely talented student was rejected. Based on the charges unsealed today, all of them knowingly conspired with Singer and others to help their children either cheat on the SAT or ACT and or buy their children's admission to elite schools through fraud.
Wow. Fake disabilities, Photoshop faces, admission scams galore. What kind of world are we living in? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that your world is a little better than some of these, I think, kids who go to the schools where now they're finding out that, oh, yeah, there are some spots that were taken up because the parents had some serious cash. I mean, look, we're not naive. Do we think bribing can happen? Do we think people can be compromised? And is the idea they're trying to get their kids in no matter what the cost and they can afford to do that? But what kind of message does that send? That whether you have to cheat, scam, do whatever you have to do, but you got the money, put them in the best spot, get them through, and someone's always willing to put their hand out and hopscotch over somebody. So many deserving kids who killed themselves working long hours, second jobs, and everything else to try to get in to those schools were denied one of those spots. How widespread is it? So let's roll this back for a second. You just heard the Department of Justice right there with the scoop on here's what's happened and this is the direction kind of that they're going in. The report was a 204-page affidavit from the FBI laying out a scheme that involved Proctor's changing test results, fabricated credentials, doctored photos, like I said, to make non-athletic kids appear like they were incredibly accomplished athletes, and got them in. So what does it mean? And what is it, by the way, what does it mean for those kids? The kids, you know, that are sitting there, the kids that are sitting there writing these essays and sweating it out. I just went through this with a nephew who got into Syracuse. Good kid, Griffin, his name is, and worked hard through school. Did not come from a wealthy family. My family members not wealthy. Very middle class, working hard, trying to put these kids through these crazy amounts of hoops they have to go through. And he was so worried he wouldn't get in. And he did. He got in. And he's playing catch up with everyone else because it's so tough, the curriculum. But he got in fair and square. So these kids didn't. And what's the real skinny on this? Let me just give you the broad strokes. There's a guy named Rick Singer. In fact, he's written a book called Getting In, Gaining Admission to Your College of Your Choice. It's full of these secrets about how to get in. And oh, yeah, the biggest secret is that he ended up getting a ton of money from famous people, by the way. The scandal has implicated some celebrity actors like Lori Loughlin from Full House Days, and she's done a lot of television Hallmark movies, and Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives and other movies. Her husband is William H. Macy. He's on the popular show Shameless. And there's also CEOs, lawyers, athletic coaches, prominent people, people with money. So this Rick Singer pled guilty to racketeering, and racketeering, money laundering, tax evasion, and obstruction of justice, he took money. So that 200-plus pages lay out what that investigation showed, what was going on, how they were getting in, and getting in through the side door, as they were calling it. And there was a non-profit that was set up, and they would donate the money to the non-profit, but it was really going to him. And apparently he allegedly made, you know, $20 million plus in the years that he's been doing that. So kids didn't play tennis, but they pretended they were playing tennis, and coaches were bribed. Some of the money went to them, and of course, he knew the colleges and universities in America. He had connections. He knows what the kids and the families want. He knew the matches that they wanted, and he found them out. He found out the key, and then he looked for the vulnerable people, and he was able to get to the vulnerable people at the campuses to work them, pay them, and that's how it all went down. I mean, there's wiretapping conversations where parents agree. There's several conversations where parents get cold feet before this Singer guy assures them he's done this thing hundreds of times. That makes you feel good, right? Hundreds of times I've done it. So don't you worry. They'll get in. And, you know, now, of course, he's turning evidence because he's going to get massively have the book thrown at him, so to speak. And how do you do that? You know, writing checks for books and then charging $1.2 million for it in the end. I mean, this is full-on scam. He is the architect of this. He peddled anything he could, and it worked. And he found, like I said, the weak people who needed money or wanted the money because they weren't making a lot of money. And went after them. And, of course, the celebrities had the money, one of their kids in the schools. I mean, faking disabilities, that's abhorrent. They photoshopped, rather, faces on student bodies, paid the millions in the bribes. So rich, rich families got into some of the most selective schools like Stanford, Georgetown, Yale, all of them. Think of them. You know them. That's what they did. So now you've got, you know, the SATs, taking the SATs, students were given answers during the test. And I think of the SAT and the clock and the sweats that you have when you're sitting there. I don't know how you do that because, boy, they were watching us like hawks. You didn't even breathe in someone's direction. And I went to a giant high school. In fact, too big, 4,000 people. And then how many were taking SATs in the later years? But remember, students take tests at sites where, in some cases, these networks had controls. So parents would fabricate a reason, like a bar mitzvah or a wedding, that would explain why the kid needed to take a test someplace else instead of in the big area like I did where you would have been watched and you couldn't do it. It wouldn't be a large group session. So then they would be able to figure out how they could change answers and all that kind of stuff. Wow. And so where did the money go? To this fake foundation, the Key World Foundation. The charity would donate to coaches or to university programs chosen by the coaches. So then that would be the bribe. The coach would then say the student was an athlete, even if they weren't at all. So they funneled the bribes through the charity and also allowed those parents to get the tax deduction. So adding insult to injury, you take the bribe, boom, and oh, by the way, you get a tax write-off. Lori Loughlin, who was Aunt Becky on Full House, that was the role she played, used, you know, that method to get her two daughters admitted to USC. And then her husband paid USC officials to admit the daughters as crew recruits, even though they don't row at all. They don't row competitively at all. But people wouldn't know the students weren't athletes. There wasn't a way to check it. They had the Photoshop on them. And until they got caught up in this whole thing, they had no way to know. Ooh, and the money for these tests, crazy. All right, we're delving into some other things as well on the flip side in Fair or Foul. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Ah, yes, there it is, the boiling water for my Tahibo tea. I'm part of that Tahibo Tea Club, and a lot of you have been sending me emails and asking me about it. Does it work? I'm hearing the stories. And here's the scoop on this. After I talked to, and you've heard him on the show, I had him on the show a couple of times, Milan Vukovic, about his dad, because my mother was like the light of my life, and sadly I lost her to colon cancer, and I would have done anything. I would have cut out my lungs, one of my lungs, whatever was safe to give her. In other words, I would have done whatever I had to do to save her. And the best doctors couldn't do anything. It was too late. She was stage four. And his father had colon cancer, and he went to one of the best hospitals in the country, just like my mother did. He went to the Houston Medical Center in Texas, and they did the surgery, but they couldn't get all the cancer mass. So it had spread through the colon and the pancreas and all that other sort of stuff. And somebody told Milan about this tea, this Paul DeArco tea. And yeah, you know, you hear these stories. Everybody always tells you, oh, do this, but it worked for this family. And they were telling him why, what it did, what the healing properties were. And he listened to it and decided, well, you know, he's doing all these crazy scans. And I know all about those CT scans because I went through them with my mother. And he decided that, you know what, his father said, well, why not? What's it going to hurt? So he started to drink the tea. And that weight, when you get cancer, you know, you lose that weight. So his father, just like I saw my mother do, you wither from that. And he had lost, you know, 50 pounds, something like 50 pounds, and he started to drink the tea. He's going for the tests and getting the colonoscopies and all that stuff. And then guess what? He's cancer-free. I mean, it took a while, but he was drinking it. They were having tests, and the doctors really couldn't explain it. And, you know, people talk about homeopathic remedies and properties, and I've really kind of delved into that. So this pure Paul DeArco stuff is great. And Milan sent me some of it because I've been traveling, and you worry because people, what do people do on the planes? And, it, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask. I can't do it. I can't be walking around with a mask the whole time. So I started to drink it. You soak it. It's really cool. Started to drink it, and, boy, it's just fending off some of the problems I would normally have, especially I'm taking the show to Ireland. I'm going to talk about that. You'll hear about that story of me going to Northern Ireland, and I'm very excited about it to open some of those doors for all of you so you can see what Ireland's all about. And I was worried about that long trip, and sure enough, I'm preparing myself the right way, I think, with this Tahibo tree. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Tahibo Tea Club because so many of you asked about it. So now it's time for Fair or Foul. That, by the way, is very, very fair. Very, very fair. I would have definitely given that to my mom if she had been able to make it. All right, so we talk about this college scam and getting in to, you know, getting admitted to these schools and faking disabilities and photoshopping faces and pretending this and pretending that. And by the way, it's not just these celebrities who, of course, they're famous, so their faces and names are out there, but it's other people as well. Andy, our technical maestro, joins us always for Fair or Foul. And Andy, what do you think? First of all, fair or foul? Hey, you want your kid to do well, you have the money, so somebody offers you a shortcut and you take it.
Foul.
That's what I say, too. Come on, foul. Yeah, terrible.
Imagine, like, having to explain to your family that picture of your niece or your nephew that they've had on the fridge for the past year and a half is a photoshopped picture of them, like, rowing a boat, you know?
And rowing is hard, by the way. Crewing is hard. You have to have lots of upper body strength. There's a lot of competition for that. So faking that or faking tennis or any of that, especially at those big schools, you're right. That is a flat-out lie. And then also, what is that teaching your kids?
Do you think all the kids knew about it?
How would you not know, though? Because, like, let's say they, especially if they changed the test, they changed your answer. Maybe they didn't. That's a good point. Maybe not all of them. Depending on how they did it, they wouldn't have known. Maybe some of them wouldn't have known. Except for that if it got out, oh, you're on crew, or I saw your thing. I mean, if there's a way for them to know that, but then the coaches could have covered that up. So maybe, hopefully, in a sense, the kids didn't know.
Or if they just... Well, I was thinking about the fake stars, the athletes. The kids probably knew about that.
Yeah, I mean, the list of the people who have been charging it is crazy,
yeah,
right?
It's
absolutely crazy.
Insiders, outsiders, seems like most anyone in that income bracket.
Yeah, exactly. Insiders, outsiders, I like it. All right, so how about this? The World Wide Web turns 30 years old. Can you imagine where we'd be without the web? Can you imagine your life without the internet?
Yes. I was one of the last.
Yes. Fair or foul, the internet.
is that the question?
Yeah, fair or foul, the internet. What do you think?
Oh, man. Part of me kind of wishes I would have grew up without the internet. Because
you could have had a life where you could have run around the neighborhood, you could have went and done more things, and everybody couldn't look you up.
Yeah. And, you know, if you wanted to drop in on somebody, you know, you biked there, or you walked there, or you drove there. And I hear these amazing stories of when a guy used to like a girl that they had to know where to find them. It wasn't just a text message conversation or a Facebook intermingling. It was like, well, I know that they go out to the dance club on Saturday night, so I should go meet them.
You know what? There is something to that. That's true. The whole idea of meeting somebody, dating, is very different than when I was dating. Because I had one foot in and one foot out. I missed the whole I could have been in that dating pool, but I was already attached, so I didn't go through what my friends have gone through with the swiping right and all that other stuff. And then also, I think the whole idea that you're always tethered to something, so people can always find you, in one way good, but in another way bad, because what do? We're scrollers. That's what we do. All of us are scrollers. You're scrolling through
yep.
all kinds of things, and it's hard to discipline yourself. I mean, hopefully you can, if you're listening. Hopefully you do discipline yourself. And you use it wisely, but it's hard to do that. And then if you're a gamer, forget it. A gamer and a scroller would be the worst. I don't see how you could ever unplug yourself. You'd just be so hooked up in it. It just wouldn't make any sense.
Sending a kid to their room is like a treat.
Yeah.
Not
hey, go to your
kids.
Room.
They punish
Let
kids by telling them they have to go outside.
Yeah. Let me go. Yeah. We used to run around outside. Now, you go outside and stand in the middle of the yard. You go play outside. That is your punishment. All right, so how about this one? We move from that, so we both think it's sort of foul. We, you know, definitely for some areas. How about this whole thing with the Russell Westbrook from Utah and the fan, and he was, you know, he had a, kind of a profane exchange with the fan, but the fan was nasty to him. I mean, took him down, was relentless and crude and saying things, and so the Utah Jazz, which was where the Russell Westbrook, who plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder, was playing, they banned the fan for life. Is that fair or foul that you get banned for heckling nastily a superstar athlete?
Yeah. I think the same thing would happen
fair.
If you're at a restaurant or a bar and you did that to anyone.
Yes. I think it's smart. Ban them. Because if that's what you're going to bring, they can fill that seat. They don't need somebody in that seat doing that.
86th.
Yeah, and 86th in a very, very way. I mean, yeah. And they weren't happy about it, supposedly. They're not happy about it because they weren't expecting that they were going to get, ditched. All right, how about this one? I got time for one more. GMO salmon. They're saying it could hit stores in 2020. Would you eat a genetically modified piece of salmon?
I don't even eat the farm salmon, so no. I think that's foul.
I think it's foul, too. Well, I just, ugh.
Where's the demand?
They're even telling me.
Who wants that?
I guess there is a demand. They say they're... they have the DNA. They altered it to speed up the growth so there'd be more eggs. And that's how they do it. They're growing it faster because there is a demand for it. So they
think wonder everyone's
it's
going
innovative
crazy.
And it's safely. You know, we're growing our food that, I don't know, something about it is creepy to me. I get why they're doing it. Fish farming, eating healthy, all that kind of stuff. So, but genetic engineering,
gross.
I don't like it. I say foul, too. Gross. All right, thank you. Fair or foul? We'll do another one again down the line in a couple of days here. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
50 people, including Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are charged with paying a total of some $25 million in bribes to get their children into elite universities. Andrew Lelling is a U.S. attorney for Massachusetts.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit.
The man who organized the plot, William Singer, pleaded guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. The British Parliament has rejected the latest Brexit deal made by Prime Minister Theresa May and European Union leaders. May says Parliament will vote on Wednesday on declining to leave the EU without a deal on March 29th. If that's approved, a vote will be held on Thursday to ask for an extension. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Peter Larga-Marcina, who's written a book called The Fire Escape, and it's so ironic because I just spent some time in San Antonio and photographed the coolest fire escape I've ever seen for Peter, and we had an off-the-air conversation about it, and I'm going to let him tell you about it, but it's so interesting because his book is basically about architectural photography and whatnot, and I think I'm not an architect, but if I could have picked a second career, it would have been architecture. And I always look up and look at buildings and unique things. And I think he has such a unique take here. Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. It's funny. Everybody's a wannabe architect. Everybody wants to do stuff. I get that all the time. Oh, I want to design my own house. But like we do a lot more than that. It's buildings and things like that. And I do a lot of commercial and industrial stuff for Boeing and stuff for the Air Force. So I get around. I'm licensed in 23 states. So it's like keeping up with all the paperwork is fun. But fire escapes, you know, that one you saw that we talked about, that was the first one. That was kind of the impetus. And it's ironic, like you say, that was the one you saw. That was the shadows on that one were so great. I'm like, I got to do something. And I've just been doing it forever, taking pictures about 11 years, I think, now. So.
Wow. And so because of that, is that what led you to, okay, I've got to do this, the fire escape, a visual survey?
To be honest, my first book was The Confessions in a Crown Vic, and it was kind of the words. And this was the follow-on picture book after writing 528 pages, A Critique of the American Dream. But what it is that, to me, the fire escape and confessions are tied together because they deal with the issue of pluralism in America. And confessions is about multi-religion and multi-ideas and different parties all coming together, the American experiment. And the fire escape is the imagery of that. It's the light, shade, shadow, brick scoring, everything that you see. And when the shadow goes through the tread of the fire escape on the wall, it casts lines at a different angle. So you got different Cartesian coordinates. Cartesians are like the X and the Y. And, you know, the Romans designed things with the Cardo and the Decumanus for the north, south, and the east, west street. And that's kind of the idea, is you see all these different cross things. And I thought to myself after I was writing about this, is that that's what it is. Confessions was the words of what pluralism is about and where we should be. And Firescape is the imagery follow-on for that. I mean, that's where really it came from. I didn't really get that subconsciously until I started writing about what I'm going to say here, you know.
Yeah, and so the fire escape, it's kind of, and you talk about this, kind of frozen in time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of the other reason I was interested in this, because we walk right by these things and we just kind of ignore them, yet they're all over our cinema, in our movies, in our, you know, they're in our collective unconscious about what is the culture like. Big cities, you got to build small and compact, and you got to get people out of them. And you know, then comes along the Triangle Shirt Fire, where I think it was 176 people were killed.
Ah.
And women, the girls were jumping out the window because they didn't have a place to go. So, you know, then the legislatures of the states, particularly in that case, New York, came about and said, well, we got to do something about this. So you can't have locks on your doors. You have to have a second means of egress. And part of it was in 2012, they don't allow you to put fire escapes on tight buildings that are trying to be grandfathered. You can't put them anymore. They have to be part of the building. You can have a stair on the outside, but not a fire escape per se. And that's kind of why I did this. It was published in 12-12-12, the first edition. I did 12 cities. And the second edition, I just kept shooting them. Everywhere I traveled, I kept shooting them. And so I said, well, I got to do a second edition. So here it is, 25 cities. So some small cities, some big cities, you know, and it's actually fun. I would tell my friends, hey, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting fire escapes, you know, to go out and find them everywhere. And it's neat.
Do you have a favorite couple of them or a favorite one?
Oh, wow. I would say, you know, you'd think Chicago and New York were like the best examples, or I'll say the most variety, but actually Portland, Oregon has some of the prettiest ones, because they're like a walking city, right? You could get out, park your car, and you could walk anywhere. And so I think maybe they thought, you know, we need to make these things look good. And if you look in the book, I mean, the Portland one, I think is Portland, Oregon. That's page 85. It looks really, they're detailed, and it's not just lines, and it's frills and detail and decoration on them that make them look like they're not just stuck on the front of the building, you know. So
yeah, so Portland, it's interesting, as you say, it's a, and we're on, and people are listening to us in Portland, and certainly they know that, and others that have been there, it is a walking city. So it's interesting that you picked that as one of the spots. And you just described that now in buildings, the fire escape obviously has died. And you say there's other symbolism, which I thought was interesting, about the fire escape, and that there's something kind of, what is it, lonely about the fire escape. And I love that in my mind, I really grabbed onto that imagery that the fire escape's everyday existence, as you say, is to hang. It's just like you're kind of hanging on. And what did you mean by that?
Well, they hang there, and they're like the hero complex. Their job is to get us out of the building at some time when we don't usually expect it. And it talks to us about, you know, our own human condition. Like we all need each other in life, but yet we exist alone. And so we know at some point we all face, you know, the ominous point, you know, we're all going to meet death, and the fire escape is there to prevent that one time. But we all know also that the second time maybe that happens, or third or fourth or whatever, we got to go to the bottom, and there's the end, and there's a beginning and an end. And that to me, what it speaks of, it's just like watching us and just waiting for that moment when we come down. And we walk right by. It's like really funny because they're there. They're everywhere. You know, it's
exactly
to me. Yeah.
Yeah, walking right by it, as we said, you know, when we talked off the air, that's what happened to me. I was speaking, and when I was walking down the Riverwalk in San Antonio, and I couldn't help but see this incredible fire escape that we mentioned at the beginning of this, and it just really caught my attention. I took some pictures of it, but everybody else was hurriedly going by. I don't think they even looked up at it, and so that speaks to what you're saying for sure. When you are out there hunting, we're hunting fire escapes, and I'm sure you still look for them as you're out and about. What I'm curious about your camera equipment, because the photographs are fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I actually, for the second edition, I bought a tilt shift, which actually, when you stand at a building and you look at it and you point the camera up, you're looking at an angle. So the bottom two points of the rectangle are closest to you, and the ones up at the top are away from you. So it looks like a trapezoid, and a tilt shift. The lens moves up and it tilts the building forward, so it looks like it's standing straight up. But they're an expensive lens, so you know, a couple grand. And I did that also to, you know, up the ante on having some better pictures. But I think what I do is, this is funny. I go on Google and I you know, rotate the XY plane, so I'm looking at all the 3D stuff, and then before I pick a city, and then I'll run up and down the streets and see what I can find, and then rotate and see the fire escapes, and I'll mark them and I'll put them in a Word document and carry them with me. So I know exactly where I'm going when I'm going to go pick them. And then of course, there's always four or five that I didn't see that come up, but you find the first one and then you just kind of wander. And best time to shoot is 3 and 9. So it's 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. because the shadows are at the right point, and it's better when it's sunny. Some of the ones, you know, I just lucked out. I got a sunny day, and some I didn't. So, but still, you get all of this variation, like these Cartesian coordinates, and those things, I don't know, somehow attract me. It's about socialization. It's about interaction. It's about all the different things that, you know, we as humans recognize, the universal things that we know. And that's what I see when I see those, all those lines, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I wonder, Peter, as we come to the end of this, what's next for you? Obviously, you have a thriving architectural career, and you dove into this project full force, and you can tell you have passion for photography. Will you pick another subject? Will you do something else?
Actually, I'm working on book 3, which is the window, a visual survey in 50 cities, and I just shot LA, Hollywood, Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, South Bend, and Indianapolis in the past 3 months. And so I'll have the 50 cities, and I'm working on that one right now. But that, there's a lot of images in that, and it's going to be thicker than this one. And it just talks about reflections in windows, and, you know, the window to the soul, and looking out and looking in, and what we are and what we see on the outside. And you wouldn't think, window, well, what's a window? Well, when you see it, you're going to go, oh, but, you know, there's a ton of different types of windows. And so it's that one. And then the next one will be the door, which I'm going to work on with a colleague of mine in the office. And it's not going to be just America. It's going to be Europe and all the places we've traveled. So that'll be a collaboration. And then finally, the fourth would be the American downtown, which is a collaboration of all. I have probably couple hundred thousand images, so it's just a matter of sorting and finding the right ones, just all the details about our urban downtown.
Love it. Peter Lagomarsino, can't wait to see what the next couple of years brings. The Fire Escape, a visual survey, second edition, it's out. You can get it at BNN, of course, Amazon.com. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. You're welcome.
Run away, my soul. The city got a little too cold.
It's
time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Wow, wait till you hear our next story here on the show. You're not going to believe it. And I need to take you down this path about Lamar Burks. And the question is, and this is a big question, and we'll get to this, is the Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg responsible for keeping a wrongly convicted man in prison for 20 years? We've talked about these cases before, and they just break my heart. In 1997, Houston resident Lamar Burks was convicted of killing Earl Perry, sent to prison for 70 years. Now Burks' family is asking the Harris County District Attorney's Office to review the case after one of the Drug Enforcement Administration agents involved, Chad Scott, was indicted in New Orleans on a slew of federal charges, including perjury and falsifying evidence in another case. So check this out. On January 14th of this year, Burks filed a writ of habeas corpus in the 208th Judicial District Court before Judge Greg Glass. On February 5th, Judge Glass entered an order recommending the writ be granted and Lamar be released. Yes, finally. But then on February 14th, Harris County DA Kim Ogg filed a motion refusing to agree with the judge's order. So what led to that? Joining us now is Don Burks, and Don Burks is Lamar's cousin. Don, thanks so much for coming on to talk about the plight of your cousin.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I want everybody out there to understand that this thing is just, it's a reoccurring event in America, across America, and only with the support of the community and the listeners, we can come together and address this type of issue.
Absolutely. where are we with your cousin?
Well, he's in good spirits, but we're fighting. He and his daughter Jada Burks, we're fighting for this. We really don't understand what Mr. Hawk's plight is at this point. He's a political activist right now.
Yeah, we're having problems hearing you, so it's probably cell phone, but we understand, and I'll take this up further. The witness against Burks was Derevin Whitaker, who's a five-time convicted felon. He was a government informant working for the agent that I mentioned, the disgraced former DEA agent, Chad Scott. And according to that recent filed appeal in the Burks case, new evidence reveals that Whitaker was the person who killed Perry. So that's the key thing here. And it's got to be hard for, you know, Don, it's got to be hard for Lamar to know, and also that whole time, to know where he's sitting that all of this is happening. How are his spirits?
This type of thing that doesn't happen in America. And it's really a big cover-up, and we're trying to get it out because Chad Scott has been arrested and witnesses are coming forward because this guy was like a terror in the community for years. So now that they've apprehended him and took his badge and his gun, a lot of witnesses are coming forward saying that how they were coerced and forced to do certain things. It's just a big scandal, and I believe that Harris County District Attorney's Office is trying to bury it. So we just need to shed some light on this thing. All the documents can be downloaded at the Harris County District Clerk's website. You can go in and look at it. Listeners can go in and look at the case. We recommend all the law school students, law scholars, to look into this case because this is really big. It's an atrocity in America, and I'm glad that you've given me this opportunity to address this issue.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jada Burks, of course, Lamar's daughter. And for her, she's doing what you're doing, right? Trying to keep people in there, getting interested in the case, because the more people that know about it, the better possibilities, right?
Right. We just got a call from Dateline, so we're trying to, they're going to fly us out to New York or California, whatever the studios are at. They're going to fly Jada out there. She's going to go live and try to get this thing before the public. It's really one of the biggest corruption scandals in the history of not only the state of Texas, but in American history. It's going to be big. We just ask everybody to look into it. Go read the stories. It's a story out of Houston Chronicle, printed a story November the 28th, 2018. So we're just trying to keep pushing this thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you do, shine a light on it to let people know. And as you said, you believe it's a cover-up, and that's part of the reason there. And the reason for that would be that they don't want to have to go back and dig through this. I would assume that's part of what it is. But, wow, for poor Lamar sitting there and then realizing what's happening and having to have been in prison for as long as he has. And I mentioned that at the start of that. Have you talked to him recently?
About 10 days ago, we spoke, and he just told me to keep pushing, you know, told Jada to keep pushing. We're going to get it out. I spoke with the attorney, Michael Wynn, and he's about to file a few motions in the case. I think the judge is in the midst of putting a gag order on the case. I think we're fighting against that right now. I mean, it's really big, but we're gonna keep fighting to make sure the public hears about this wrongful conviction.
Yeah. If you take us back to when all of this happened, and I mentioned it at the top to give everybody an idea, and so they really knew the story, that it's this, that in 97, Lamar was convicted of killing Earl Perry, and then he was sentenced to prison for 70 years. On that day, when all of that happened and unfolded, did you know that he was innocent then?
Yeah, I knew he was innocent then because Lamar had never been convicted of a crime in the state of Texas or in nowhere in America. He was a licensed firearm carrier, taxpaying citizen, and it was just, you know, it was outrageous because he was a hip hop producer, you know, had a record company and whatnot, and at that time, the Drug Enforcement Agency had it out for every minority hip hop producer in the city of Houston. And Lamar is just one of the tragedies that took place. I mean, there's about two other guys that were also set up by Scott. And, you know, basically, well, their cases have been overturned. You know, there's a slew of cases that have been overturned in southeast Louisiana behind Scott's indictment. So we're, like I said, if you dig into the case, you dig into Chad Scott's history, it's all online. You can see how this guy was, and they call him the White Devil. You know, it's all in the stories written by the Advocate news agency. So we just ask the public to just look into it and give us some support.
And we're speaking with Don Burks. For people listening, he is Lamar Burks' cousin, and Lamar Burks was convicted of killing Earl Perry in 1997, sent to prison for 70 years, and now there's this new revelation in the case, and there's this great hope that he will get released from prison for wrongly being convicted of this crime, and now it's caught in the machinations of all of what's happened with this DEA agent, Chad Scott, and all of that. And, of course, Burks filed that writ of habeas corpus that we mentioned in the Judicial District Court before this judge, Greg Glass, and Judge Glass initially entered that order recommending the writ be granted, and Lamar would have been released, and this would have been back in January. And if we go to January, Don, you thought that had to be a great day. You had to think, oh, finally, he's going to get released. This is great. This is what's happened with Chad Scott, and this is a miracle, and this is what we've been waiting for. And then you get the terrible news that it's gone in a different direction, right?
Right. It's a law in Texas under the Code of Criminal Procedure. It's Article 11.65, and it allows Lamar to be released, but all parties have to be in agreement. And we believe that the district attorney, Kim Hall, took advantage of that because she knew that Judge Glass couldn't enforce the order without her being in agreement. So she filed a last-minute motion to halt things, you know, to halt the release. I'm not sure why she did it, but we're trying to address that issue right now.
Yeah, that would be my question. Why would the Harris County District Attorney, Kim Ogg, keep an innocent man in prison for over 20 years when you have irrefutable evidence?
Right. Politics. She's a politician. That's all it is. She's a politician.
Yeah.
She's a politician.
Well, we certainly wish you the best on this. We will look for interviews to come forward. You mentioned Dateline. We'll look for that to happen with Jada, of course, Lamar's daughter. And we wish you the best in this case and hope that justice prevails here. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay. Thank you to all your listeners. And we hope this happens. We'd like to put a prayer on it in Jesus' name. Thank
you
all.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everybody for listening to the show.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.